For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Huck. Over the past week, COVID-19 cases in Boone County have continued to trend downward, dipping below 200 active cases yesterday for the first time since last summer. The Columbia Missourian reports the Columbia/Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department reported 7 new cases yesterday, bringing the total number of active cases in the county to 174. The last time Boone County had fewer than 200 positive cases was July 31st, when the count was 187. The number of people being tested in the county has decreased as well, with only 30 tests reported this weekend as opposed to 129 the weekend before. Hospitals in Boone County were in the green status zone yesterday, meaning that they are operating within licensed bed capacity and are accepting patient transfers. There were 42 total inpatients positive with COVID-19 in Boone County hospitals as of last night. Evergy is alerting customers in some Missouri cities that it will begin rolling power blackouts in response to overwhelming demand during record-setting low temperatures. The company announced yesterday that it will turn off electricity to blocks of customers for about 30 to 60 minutes and then rotate to other service areas. Evergy provides electricity to eastern Kansas and western Missouri. City utilities in Springfield and the City of Independence also announced rolling blackouts to their customers. A Republican from Pulaski County says his colleagues in the Missouri House made the right call in passing legislation barring law enforcement agencies from enforcing federal gun laws. Jason Rosenbaum has more with Representative Bill Hardwick.
The House's passage of what's known as the Second Amendment Preservation Act is a reaction of sorts to President Joe Biden's calls for more gun control. It would also open up a person or entity, such as a police department, to lawsuits if they're found to deprive a Missouri citizen of the right to keep and bear arms. Hardwick disagrees with the contention that the legislation is unconstitutional and also adds this is a natural tension that exists between states and the federal government.
You have a power. The state is going to call you and question you on that power, if that power is constitutional, if it's allowable, if it's in your nebulous power as the executive.
The Second Amendment Preservation Act is currently pending in the Missouri Senate. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
State health officials say just over 10% of the state's residents have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Health department data yesterday shows more than 873,000 vaccine doses were distributed, with more than 239,000 people receiving both doses. Governor Mike Parson on Sunday announced more mass vaccination sites for the week, but residents were urged to call ahead to ensure the events were not postponed because of frigid weather and snow that has settled over the state. Yesterday, Missouri reported over 471,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 7,455 deaths since the pandemic began. I'm Trevor Huck, KBIE News, Columbia.